It's 9/11, 3 days into the first government shutdown in nearly two decades now, and we're joined live by former Virginia Republican Congressman Tom Davis, who was a member of Congress during the last shutdown. Congressman, do you ever think you'd see this happen again?
Well, I'm just glad I'm not.
So what odds are better here, winning the lottery or seeing this come to a resolution quickly in Washington?
Well, I don't think you're going to see a quick resolution. In all likelihood, it goes into next week. I have talked to literally dozens of members on both sides and leaders. And, I think we're at a standstill until somebody blinks.
Well,
they don't understand what it takes to be a win-win. You know, you want to come out where both sides can declare victory, not where one side is right and the other side is wrong. People in politics just don't. That's not the way it's handled.
What is the path to win-win in this case?
Well, there are a number of paths. There are a number of Republicans who want to make this move this into the debt ceiling and make this a grand bargain, take away the sequester, maybe look at some of the entitlements to pay fors for that. There are others who say, let's take care of the medical device tax. We've already had a pay for that the House has voted on. Send that over with the CR. That way everybody gets a little bit. Those are some of the things being discussed. I don't think you'll see a complete fold, though, on one side or the other, saying, well, we were wrong and we give up. It's just not the way things work up there. It's just too macho a place.
You know, I saw the former head of General Electric on television last night, and he said one of the things he did when he took over that huge conglomerate was to make sure that he established strong relationships with unions. And that meant inviting them over to his house and getting to know their families as well. So when they had problems, they had a relationship to lean on when they were trying to solve them. Is that absent here in Washington? It's such a scorched earth environment.
It's absolutely absent up here. The White House is probably more disengaged than Bush, and certainly more disengaged than Clinton, who was very good at those kinds of things. And in Congress itself, given the schedules and the like, members of opposite parties just don't work together very often.
What is the incentive in this case for Democrats in the House and Senate and in the White House to find a win-win situation? They feel like they're dealing from a position of strength.
Yeah, they're looking at the poll numbers and they say, we win. Every day that goes on, we keep winning. So why would let's let the Republicans come over and cave to our side? Look, the fear here is the government shutdown is bad enough, but you have the debt ceiling coming up in another week. And that's, if you think this is bad, try defaulting on debt. And so this thing could go up until that time. But if you cave on this, it weakens you for the debt ceiling debate that's coming up. And there are a lot of issues at stake. And, we've got to learn to make these win-wins where everybody can come off with something. But right now, there are really no substantive discussions going on between the leaders.
You know, our website asks this morning, what would Ronald Reagan do? You want to take a poke at that?
Well, Reagan would have come up to the Hill. He wouldn't have summoned people to the White House. He would have had a plan. He would have said, what do you guys need? I can't give you that. Give me something else. And there would have been a tug on these kind of things. And it probably would have happened 3 weeks ago, so we would have averted this.
So you think this is going into next week. Will it be resolved then, you think?
Well, it's got to get resolved sooner. Look, you have a debt ceiling coming up. If the debt ceiling isn't raised, there are far more serious ramifications to the economy because the government won't have any cash or any permission to spend cash for even essential services at that point.
So who's going to blink here? Because it looks like it's going to be a game of chicken.
Well, I think when you get to the debt ceiling, I think there is a realization on the part of everybody, this cannot happen. This takes the country down on a path that may not be reversible. So you think at that point everybody gets a little more flexible as that date approaches.
Didn't they say that about the sequester?
Yeah, but debt ceiling, we've never defaulted. We have never defaulted on debt before. We've had, over a dozen closures in the last 30 years. So it's a little bit different precedent. But it's bad all the way around. This shouldn't happen. I think members ought to be walking around with bags over their heads there.
Oh, that is classic.
We hope they're listening to you, Congressman. Thanks for coming on this morning. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks.
Former Virginia Republican Congressman Tom Davis.